There is a group of gypsies under the old colonnade, hiding from the sun. The old man with the guitar is dressed in black and has a thin mustache. His hands are slender and his fingernails are long. His niece, who is dancing, looks young, but her hair is black and wild, and her eyes are on fire. She has hips a man would never leave. I can hear them yelling in the silver chimes. Outside, the air is so dry, the red dirt on the streets is beginning to melt, and the lizards have started to dig. From my window, I see a white house made beige by the sun. The red Spanish tiles are drooping down the sides, and there are empty flower pots hanging from the balcony. I'm thinking to myself, summer is going to be hot, and the land is dying for yellow. From the alley, a maiden emerges. She's dressed in a soft white dress and is carrying a rectangular wooden box close to her chest. Her skin is like warm milk and toffee. Her chin is raised, but her eyes look down, and she keeps to herself. Her lips are a red, stained cherry. Later on that evening, when the landlord's son came up to deliver the hot water, I told him, I've seen all the turquoise in Egypt and the deepest shades of blue. But yesterday, as I was coming into town, I met a fool on the hill who was trying to erect a lighthouse. He showed me his nails, and they were all different sizes. I laughed with him, and even though I knew he was a fool, I knew inside we were both the same. And loved how blue the ocean looked in the distance. The young boy looked at me in silence. I gave him a handful of peanuts and told him to tell me about the maiden. He ate them all at once, and with the salt around his lips, he said, they say she likes to keep her suitors' broken hearts.